up, everybody? Welcome to the Crew Chat podcast. Yeah, so I am here. My name is Anderson Hayes, and we will now introduce ourselves and get into this bullshit we're about to talk about.
Hey, I'm Sharniqua, a.k.a. Portia Smith. Holler at me.
Hey, it's Tariq here.
I'm Ashley Coleman from Philadelphia.
Where else are you from?
Go ahead, baby.
Why did you say it so proper?
The way you said, like, he was mad. I'm Ashley Coleman and I'm from Philadelphia.
Yeah, because it is it's almost 12 o'clock midnight and y'all want to play these games with this
it's what time? Minute. It's like 9 o'clock. I gotta...
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm from Philadelphia, though. I'm not from nowhere else.
All right, Ashley.
I'm from Philadelphia.
We know. We believe you. Go ahead, Brittany.
Hey, guys. I'm Brittany from Queens, New York.
Yeah, Queens in the house. All right, Leon.
What's up, everybody? It's Leon. I'm from Maryland, living in Chicago. What's good?
What's up? Okay, so today on Crew Chat, we will be talking about rape.
No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not. Rape is not funny. We're not discussing that.
Let me say something here because now I'm getting mad. Excuse me. I called in 2008. I voted for Barack Obama.
Keep going.
Go.
No, because I forgot I got to say this now. Yes.
Tell the world.
Barack, I love you, but I called the White House and you had some white man answer the phone. I said, can I speak to Barack? And you told him to tell me to leave a voice on your recording. Why would you do that?
You sound upset, Ashley. Why are you so upset?
Because I voted for him because I thought he would help me. I was in dire need of some money, and I called the White House to get some help. When I look at Barack, I love him because he looked like my grandpa.
Why were you in dire need of money? Like, what did you need?
I mean, I needed to do some things, like get my hair done and my nails done and stuff, and go shopping. I mean, $1,000. What is that?
Wait, hold on.
Well,
hold on.
All right, well, Ashley, don't you think that using taxpayer dollars to fund your hair, nails, and shopping spree is like a misuse?
I'm telling him to give it to me from his pocket.
Leon, what were you saying?
But what about the extra money? Because he has some money, and he said, you know, he's going to.
Money.
He said he's going to take care of American citizens and make sure we're okay.
You believe that? Though?
Yeah.
Well, Ashley,
he said yes, we can.
Ashley, you had a roof over your head. You had food in your stomach.
Yeah, but I can't be in the street looking crazy. Listen, I just need $1,000.
Are you asking the viewers to send you $1,000?
Anybody. Even Barack, the dog, Michelle, somebody. Just send me $1,000 and I promise you I'll spend it nicely.
I don't mean to cut in, but viewers, I need $1,500 if you're listening. So send it to me too.
Listen, I don't have...
Exactly.
I don't have no animosity right now. But I am, like, upset because I feel like, why you didn't answer the phone? You had this white man. I know he's a white man.
What's wrong with him being a white man?
Because Barack's supposed to answer the phone with his deep voice.
Okay.
So you think Barack Obama picks up the phone?
The president of the United States.
Like, sometime you might catch him on a good day.
Well, maybe it wasn't your day, Ashley.
Yeah,
Ashley.
Because he doesn't have to deal
well,
with
then
the
let's
problems
call again,
of,
because
you know, the other countries in the world, you know.
But the woman in Walmart got a Christmas card from him. I didn't get no Christmas card ever.
You sound upset.
I'm over it.
Write him a letter.
Write him a letter so that white man can send it back to me saying, oh, Barack don't accept email, mail, any type of mail. You can't even touch this man.
You can't touch him.
You can't touch him.
I mean, but, like, I just want him to be more... Listen, viewers, I just really like listeners. Yeah, oh, yeah. Listeners.
Yeah, they can't
it's
see.
It's 12 o'clock midnight.
It is
it
not.
It is not. It is 9:30.
It's 12 o'clock in California somewhere. Now, I don't mean no harm. I love Barack, but I just want you to answer the phone. That's all I'm saying today.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that... you know what? How about this just be like, get it off your chest, too.
Get it off your
chest,
Tuesday.
Ashley got herself off of her chest.
Oh, one more thing. Nope. I went to Philadelphia over the summer.
Uh-huh.
I was driving, minding my business. This crackhead with a bald head. He maybe was about 5'11", brown skin, crazy cracked out eyes on this bike.
What?
No, okay.
Let me tell the viewers this because somebody need to catch this man.
You think they gonna catch him for this podcast?
We might have
maybe.
Maybe, yeah, you right. Go ahead.
Listen, attention, Philadelphia, attention.
Go ahead.
Now listen, because they can't hear me.
Tell them what, they can hear
me. I was driving up Green and Rittenhouse, okay? Now I was making a right turn. This man on the bike tried to get me to hit him. He tried to run his bike through while I was making a right turn. So I said, hold up, hold up. And he said, who the F you talking to? I said, you. I said, get off that bike. Get off that bike. He said, you shut the F up, B. I said, do something. Do something. Everybody was outside looking at us. So he gonna ride around my car and dig in his pockets like he was gonna do something. I said, do something. Do something. And then he ran that little bike into the park. The crackhead park right there in Germantown and Rittenhouse. I rode my car around the block several times because I couldn't get my car through the little park gates because I would have drove my car in that park. And I could not find this man, so if you see him, please inform the podcast because I need to know.
Not the police. Inform the podcast.
Oh, my God.
This man is bald-head. He had on some khaki shorts.
He won't have one of those khaki shorts in January.
He might, because he on that pipe.
He on that pipe.
That's it, y'all. I'm for real this time. Thank
okay,
you.
What about the pizza man and the cat?
Okay, we need to have other people talk because Ashley has been on a rant. So this is get it off your chest Tuesday. Talk about Brittany. Go ahead and speak.
Brittany, get it off your chest.
My rent needs to be paid.
Oh. Is that it?
That's real.
Is that it?
Absolutely.
Because Affy had so much on her chest, he thought, oh, okay.
Well, tomorrow is your Founders Day. Happy Founders Day.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Happy Founders, well, not yet.
By the way, Brittany is an AKA at Hampton University.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Shout out to the K's.
Leon, do you have anything to get off your chest?
No, I don't think so. Just besides the people in the state of Illinois can't drive, that's about it.
Oh, damn, that's real.
Well, I'm sure there's some good drivers in Illinois. I'm sure we have
Illinois.
Listen, no, I'm sure we have listeners in Illinois.
Yeah, we may. We love you, Illinois.
Yeah.
Not really.
You know, I mean, I love the Southern State School, but the niggas down here can't drive. Like, they can't drive. I don't.
Well, maybe they can drive and you're the one who can't drive.
Woo!
What you said?
Maybe all of them can drive and you're the one who can't drive.
Mm-hmm. No, I can drive. I can drive. They can't drive. Come out here. They run red lights. They don't know shit. I'm telling you. You really got to, like, have your guards up 24/7 because you can get hit at any moment. That's crazy out here.
Have you met Chief Keef yet? Because I know he ain't got no money. And I know he right back in that raggedy house. Have you seen him yet? Chief Keef? Ain't he from Chicago?
Yeah, he is.
You know his house?
I want to go where he lives at. That's where all
I want to, because I want them to do something.
What do you want them to do?
I want them to show me how tough they play.
You know, Ashley, maybe you have all these problems that you like to go to people's houses and make them do something.
No. No, because he's saying his songs. He's saying. Now, let me tell you this. I don't go looking for trouble. Trouble looks for me.
Whoa. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Shardika, what is this?
Girl, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Oh, my God.
We are nowhere near what the heck we were going to talk about today.
And that's okay.
You know what? That is okay.
How about we all tell a story of a time when trouble just found us? Who is minding our own business and trouble just found us?
I can't recall, so.
Ashley Coleman probably got every story.
We're going to save Ashley for last.
I don't have any stories like that.
Trouble found you?
Yeah.
Shoot, I don't know.
That's like in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I have a story. I didn't tell y'all this story.
Oh,
okay, perfect.
Woo.
But, okay.
I got one,
so,
too.
So, it was when I was going out of Chicago, right? I was at this bar, whatever. And I'm already drunk, you know, I'm a little tipsy, whatever. I go into the bathroom, and I say in Chicago, everywhere, they have the little, you know, the little people in there, concierge people who, you know, give you a towel and bullshit, and then you give them a tip, which the work probably hates it. You know, I can't use that by myself. But either way, you know, I go in there, you know, do everything myself, get my own towel, and I look down. I'm like, ooh, there's candy. So I proceed to get a piece of candy, and this African or West Indian man, I don't know what the fuck he was, proceeds to take the candy out my hand.
Oh,
you know, God. I'm looking at this nigga like, he was like, chip. I said, no, I'm not chipping. You ain't do shit for me. Like, why am I going to chip you if you didn't do anything? And then he proceeds to keep taking the candy out of my hand. So next thing you know, I'm pushing this nigga.
Well, you were supposed to tip him, Leon.
Candy. You don't snatch candy out of grown man's hand.
And then the security guard comes, and he's just like, yo, what's going on? What's happening up in there? I'm like, you need to get your man, because he didn't have to touch me. I'm the customer, so why is he, you know, why is he putting his hands in there? He didn't have to touch the candy. I just wanted a Starburst. It was an orange one. Like, it wasn't even, like, a smooth color. It was orange. Like, he was doing the most. But it's okay. I threw the candy at him, but he didn't have the candy anymore after that. I ain't care.
Mm-hmm. All right. Damn Skippy.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, Leon.
Well...
All right, my time is when I saw a prostitute when I was going to church on Sunday.
What does that have to do about causing you trouble?
He's going to tell us.
A prostitute. Okay, I was stopped at a red light.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A woman walked up to my car and said, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to church. She was like, ah, really? You know, you want a good time?
You should have been like, hell yeah.
No, I was like, no, I'm okay. I'm getting ready to go to church with my girlfriend, and I'm all right now.
You should have invited her to church with you.
Yeah. You know what? I should have. But I didn't. And then she proceeded to, you know, ask me more questions. Then after I finally said no, she left my car. And that was it.
She what?
Oh, well, okay. I heard prostitute. I just expected like this big old grand story, but that's fine.
No, not that bad. It wasn't that bad.
I think Ashley just set the bar really high.
Okay, Tyreek, go.
I don't really have one.
I mean, I want to talk about how Sharniqua couldn't fit.
Well, but did Sharniqua want to discuss that though? Because maybe Sharniqua doesn't want to put all that out there.
Oh, do you
tonight.
Not want to fit all that?
Listen,
in there?
It just doesn't tie in with the everything going.
I mean, if you don't mind, we can discuss it. But if you don't want to talk about it, then we don't.
Do you
have
not
to.
Want to talk about that?
It's I mean, okay. I don't care. You know, I'm.
It's
open.
Okay if you do. I wouldn't want to talk about it, but I mean
so
all right then.
So go
Sharniqua
ahead.
Got a story.
Tell them your story.
No, let's not.
No, I'll tell the story. No.
Wait, what? You couldn't describe it. Yeah, we don't want the podcasters in the BI.
Why not?
Okay, and that's understandable. If you,
what is the BI?
That is very
her
personal.
Business. That is a personal story.
Is that personal?
And it's only your second podcast. Brittany, you don't need to give them that much right now.
Brittany, who are you? Who are you?
What?
Huh?
What?
What?
Hey, what?
I'm Brittany Day.
Let Nequa tell her story.
She don't want to tell it.
Moving forward, what's the next topic?
Right. I want to hear the story.
You got something you want to say, Ashley?
I want to talk about Love and Hip Hop.
Let's do it.
It wasn't much.
What do you guys think about Joe and Tahiri's whole situation? Would you marry him after 9 years of cheating, or would you not?
I'll be the first to answer. No. If he cheated on you for 9 years straight, why on God's green earth you think he's going to stop cheating now? The ring is on his finger, not his penis. He can still cheat on you if he's married to you regardless. I think that Siri should just cut her losses and move on.
What did you say, Brittany?
Why would she stay for 9 years?
Because she's in love.
Because dick too bomb.
That's what I
say.
Probably what she thinks. It's not that the dick too bomb or something. She just ain't thinking at all.
You know, Whitney Houston said, "The greatest love of all is inside of me." Okay, you can love yourself without cheating.
Oh wait, that didn't mean a penis?
No, I don't think she meant
penis. I hope not.
Are y'all sure?
Oh, my boo's calling.
Oh!
Wow.
Own it. Own it is calling.
God.
What time is it now? Because I'm sleeping.
I think we all know who Own It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, own whatever. It.
The big O.
Who's that? Who owns it, Shaniqua? I'm talking about what? Who owns it?
You know.
No, don't release all that, because you never know. There could be a guy on here who wants to, you know.
You might want to own it, too. You might have to start renting some
stuff. You might be getting a sugar daddy.
I am single, people, just to let you guys know.
Ooh.
Ooh. Change.
So back to the discussion, Ashley.
Hope you don't listen to this podcast.
Me, too.
So Ashley, if you were with the guy for like 9 years and he cheated on you consistently for all those 9 years, then he proposed to you, would you accept?
I wouldn't be with him for 9 years.
Okay.
Oh, you don't believe in long-term relationships?
Not cheating on her for 9 years.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
So you mean that if you were in love, you wouldn't stay in that relationship?
No, I wouldn't. Oh.
Ashley, what if he had a lot of money?
What if he had a lot of love to give?
And money.
And money.
And money. Money makes a difference.
He ain't got that much. It's Joe Budden's.
I ain't talking about Joe Budden. I'm talking about general.
Yeah, if he's rich and he's cheating on you for 9 years, would you still stay or not?
No.
Rich is relative. What's rich?
Huh?
What's rich? Like, what if he's making like $1 million a year? Is that rich?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
So would you stay with him?
Yeah.
But you're there for the money, not for the love. You can cheat all you want, just get his money.
Have his baby.
Have his baby.
There you go.
Take his sperm. Put it
in. Can anybody see Ashley Coleman having a baby to keep him?
No. No, I don't see her doing that.
She'll cheat on a man first.
I don't see her doing that either, honestly.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Would you cheat, Ashley?
Would you cheat?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Cheaters never prosper. Yes, moving forward.
Do. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. See, look, Nequa is totally.
Karma
out.
Is a bitch.
Very short time.
Here goes your Nequa.
Karma is a bitch. Listen.
But would you stay with a man if he cheated on you for 9 years and said he loved
Hell
you?
Hell no, because I would have been then chopped his
now,
ass
that's
up.
Not what
put his
talked
ass
about.
In the garbage.
That is not what you said earlier.
Too.
His
that's
dick
serious.
Will be.
Lorena Bobbitt over here.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
You thought Shaniqua would cut anybody?
Shut up.
We
no,
sure
not.
Do know. Everybody in Pontiac know.
Shut up.
Speaking
shout
of
out
that.
To Pontiac.
Shout out to Yakta.
You know, you know.
The hell is this?
I don't cut people.
What do you do?
Give them hugs.
And you know what? Sometimes you just got to, because I'll never forget. I was talking to these two. Well, me and my friend Jordan was talking. Hello?
Go ahead.
Me and my friend Jordan was talking to these two boys in Philadelphia, Mount Airy. And we was just teens, just young girls. We didn't know.
How old?
Like 14. Mm-hmm. So these two boys had girlfriends.
How old were they?
I don't know. We was just dating them. So next thing I know, keep a long story short, these girls are stalking me at the corner of my block every day when I'm coming home from school. So Jordan didn't live where I lived at. Mm-hmm. So I had to deal with it. So they were just standing there looking crazy. And I just walked past. Like, I mean, if you're going to jump me, do it. So they ain't do nothing. Next thing I know, I had my pink baby fat backpack on.
Baby fat.
And wow. I put a butcher knife in there.
Uh-oh.
And I took it out while they were at the corner. I said, I want somebody to do something. And my mom was like, Ashley, get in the house, get in the house. I said no, because these girls are stalking me.
Cut them
that's
up.
That's it. That's it.
Sometimes you just gotta give them like a good warning slice.
Exactly.
Give them a warning slice.
I can't.
Or just a warning to know your ass is crazy as hell. Don't fuck with
I
you again.
Do
you don't
that.
Necessarily like, have to cut them.
Don't give them like $1.50. Just give them like 25 cents.
I mean, it's just ridiculous the things I experience.
It really is. Don't give him $1.50. Just give him like 25 cents as your warning slice. Not from ear to mouth. Maybe like from ear to jaw.
I mean, I could have went to juvie though.
Have you ever cut somebody?
No, I never did that.
Have you been cut?
No.
Okay.
No. Have you ever snatched the weave out?
No.
All right, Ashley.
So clearly you're not about that life.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I
no,
mean,
play.
I guess not. But I mean... things have been done, but it's not that big of a deal to me.
But what things
what
have been
done?
Done?
Freshman year at Tuskegee University.
Oh, God.
I went to this school.
This is Ashley's show.
Expecting.
That's what I'm going to call this.
No, keep going. Go
I went to this school expecting a new life for myself. I come from a struggle. My friend, well, I ain't going to say her name. She went to my high school. She was a vet major, like she was so smart. So we goes to the school together. She's from Philly. I'm from Philly. We room together. Our parents laughing, joking, getting along. Everything's beautiful. I didn't know the girl was trifling. I had no idea. Listen, this girl, I said Kiara, because at this point I have reached the top notch. Please do something to your side of the room. It was like Nat Central in our room, like we were sleeping outside.
So what did you end up doing to her?
I said, Kiara, clean up your side of the room. She said, for what? I said, because it's nasty, ain't it? She said something else, and we started going back and forth. Why she did this, I don't know, but she goes and she opens the door so that I guess everybody can hear us arguing.
I keep forgetting Ashley is a Capricorn.
And
what the hell is that? We'll talk about that later.
I'm like,
we don't take no shit.
But why would you open the door? If we arguing in the room, okay. That's okay. But she opens the door and then goes outside the door and starts screaming at me from there. I'm inside the room. So I gets up and I say, you know what? Let me talk to her maybe a little closer. So I got a little closer. And we in the hallway, next thing you know, they claim I hit her first.
Whoa.
So we out there do a little chit-chat, little rumble, little stupid stuff. The girl that I introduced her to jumped in it on me. So I'm fighting both of them.
Uh-oh.
Then this doggone boy-looking girl thing jumps in, and she tries to break up the fight.
What?
Next thing you know, everything cools down. I thought Kiara went to just go outside.
Mm-hmm.
These girls went to tell the RA on me.
Mm.
The little boy thing, the girl that I introduced my roommate to, and my roommate. Mm. Next thing you know, they taking me to the police district.
Woo!
And I got kicked out of Tuskegee because of you. Let me tell you something.
Ashley is standing up.
Bub, you ruined my life and you tried to get me expelled from all schools. You don't do stuff like that. She had no right going out in that hallway arguing with me. I'm done with this show now.
She tried to do that stuff in public.
And then, all of a sudden, Ashley hit me first. Are you kidding me? All three of them were against me, but guess what? I got people that got my back, because who calls you from Tuskegee?
What?
Nobody, right? Who still remembers you? Nobody, because you're a distant memory. Remember that.
Ooh,
and
kill him.
You got pregnant and ain't got no degree.
Kill him.
Well, how much time he got left, Anderson?
I mean, shoot, I think we should end it right there.
I mean, if he's still got time, we got time.
We got 5 minutes left.
All right. Well, I mean, Ashley, you definitely made it hot today. And it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Ashley.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh. Ooh, she didn't talk herself to death. Y'all got anything to say?
I mean, Ashley made it hot.
Ashley made it hot. Can we have you back on to do an Ashley story segment? I'm sure you got more.
When the checks come in, maybe. Tell them my business.
I mean, it's only our second podcast. You got to start somewhere.
Well, when y'all work your way up, you call me.
Thank you, Ashley, for making this episode. I'm going to call this Ashley's episode.
Oh, right. Clearly. You got your own episode and everything.
I know, right?
Because Ashley just started standing up, and she took
it. No, like, she was standing up. Like,
he stood up.
Like, the girl was in front of her.
I'm just reminiscing, and that really broke my heart because I thought we were friends.
Mm. Well, you know.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Everybody's
bitches ain't
not
loyal.
Real out here. These hoes ain't loyal. Mm. You heard the song, right? Shit.
Oh, well. Well, thank you, podcast viewers. Somebody
watching
else said
it.
All
right. Somebody else said it.
Thank you, podcast viewers.
Thank you.
That was the Ashley show. No, I'm playing. But no, really, it was.
We
can all say
first.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Go follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page now. Go.
Like and that. Follow us on Twitter. Crew_chat. Check us out on iTunes. Well, you'll probably listen to this on iTunes.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
Shout out to Malaysia. I love you, Malaysia. Shout out to Malaysia.
Whoa. Shout out to
Whoa.
Malaysia.
Where did
please.
That come from?
Because we have a lot of viewers in Malaysia.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
do.
Listeners.
Oh, yeah, we do.
In Malaysia.
Brittany and Leon, you guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye, and this is the second episode of Crew Chat. Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night.
Malaysia, yeah.
Fuck hoes.
Wait, Ashley want to say something to Malaysia.
Oh, wait. Ashley wants to say something.
Boy, I didn't want to do that. I'm asking the people in Malaysia here.
Ask them.
I mean, they can't They'll respond. Can you hear us in Malaysia? Please respond.
what do you want them to say?
English. What language do they speak of?
In Malaysia? I don't know.
All right, guys, my stomach is kind of, you know.
Malay? Is that a language?
Yeah.
All right, bye, guys. Thank you for joining us. Peace out. Until next time.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night or good morning.
The show.